Com.
Mother Nature dropped a hockey rink on the Dallas-Fort Worth area, more or less. We've got snow plows here at the airport that are very capable. They're some of the best in the world, but we've got ice, and so you really can't plow ice. We're working on it.
Boy, don't I know. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Brr. It is chilly, it is icy, and most of the country wants to whine along with me. If you are listening in a warm weather place, good for you. Bah humbug for the rest of us. It has been brutal. And I started with the Dallas-Fort Worth area because so many people come into Dallas-Fort Worth with the number two airport, the largest in our country, being here. And it's a hub for American, now soon to be American slash U.S. Air. That kicks in on Monday. But so it'll be even bigger. So people sometimes have their planes racked into Dallas while they're going on to somewhere else, and a lot of people have been trapped. Thousands of flights have been canceled. A lot of them are now on their way, but there's still some people that are stuck. The ice was the key thing in a city where they don't have that many snow plows, but it's not snow, so there's nothing to break up the ice. So you had people on some of the major highways who were stuck 8 hours, an hour and a half, 18 hours, depends on where they were and where they were coming from. And, of course, that weather has spread across the United States. And in the east, a lot of people are seeing the same thing. Massive snow in and around the Philadelphia area, Virginia, same thing. Storms that have just dumped either the ice, the snow, even this crazy snow fog thing. And it's gunking up traffic. I think Monday morning is going to be a tough commute for a lot of people. And maybe there's going to be a lot of schools closed, you know, where they do that number thing and they announce it on the radio, or you look on the internet or on the crawls when you're watching your local television news. I bet you there's a lot of cancellations because of now what's happened, this full-blown snowstorm in so many spots where whether it's in the Mid-Atlantic region or wherever, just that whole northeastern quarter has been just killed with snow. So it's great for kids. I mean, when you're a kid, you don't care. You're not stuck in traffic. You're out there doing the snowball thing, or you're making snow angels. Or now, what did we do when we were kids? We were immediately, no matter what we had, whether it was a makeshift sled or a sled, we were sledding. We lived right by some hills. We were on the hills the second we woke up. I mean, we barely, like, had all of our stuff on, and we were running out the door. So you get a foot of snow, which is what they got in Newark, Delaware. You are out the door. Philadelphia International Airport, that's another airport that's been hit hard. You get 8 inches of snow, you're going to have tons of cancellations. So Monday will be wild for people that are trying to get in and out, I think, at some of these places. And certainly when you have these chain reaction accidents, like Interstate 81 can be a bad one. That's in Maryland. They had a 20-car pileup, and it was a long time to get to the people because you had to do the snow removal thing, so people were stuck for a couple of hours. And that's the same thing that they saw in Texas, where people were stuck on roads. If somebody overturned and they had to get to them, it made it that much worse. So patience, patience, patience. And hopefully a lot of this melts in the Midwest and in the East and whatnot. But you're going to see travel disruptions, that's for sure. Hey, speaking of travel disruptions, I don't think that somebody in the political world trying to get to Mandela's service will have such a tough time. I think it's going to be more of a question of the dilemma of what kind of security are you talking about that will happen on Tuesday, because that's in Johannesburg at the stadium. And you've got former presidents, anybody who is still alive that's a former president in the United States supposedly is going. So that's a handful. Plus the current president. You've got David Cameron, who's going to go, the British prime minister, and 56 other world leaders that are going to be there, along with, of course, the people in the country. And there's a race for people to get down to Johannesburg and many are already on their way, obviously. And Mandela's passing has definitely led to a lot of discussions as to what his legacy is and South Africa and what he opened the door for and the whole forgiveness thing and whatnot. And when we check our mailbag, a lot of you still had things to say about Mandela and the weather. Overwhelmingly were the number one thing. So we'll do that coming up in our next segment. Coming up in Washington this week, we basically are looking at now what's going to happen with the budget, because that deadline will be upon us by the end of the week. So are we going to see that there's any kind of bipartisan cooperation? Is there any sort of budget, or does this get kicked around? Everybody goes home, and then all of a sudden January 15th looms large. I hate to say that's what we're going to have. We're going to have more discussions about, ooh, will the government shut down? How much is that going to cost? Should the government shut down? I mean, it's crazy. It really is. It's like the same theme over and over again. I'm bored with it. I mean, give me a break. Let's re-rack this process. And if we can't have people on the Hill who can, for goodness sake, take a whole year and plot out a budget and get everything funded, or figure out where they disagree and where they can give an inch and where they can cut spending, then we need to get better people to run the country. Obviously, we're not happy because the approval ratings are in single digits, and now wonder why. Hardly any laws are passed, and we're stuck always on pause when it comes to passing a budget. So now you're going to have this bipartisan congressional delegation that's going to go to the Mandela Memorial Service. Maybe they can have that discussion on the sides. I don't know. It's crazy. It makes absolutely no sense. We're perpetually in this mode of no budget. We're negotiating. We can perhaps do this. So then we have the sequester. And it's just the same theme over and over and over and over again. Coming up, besides the mailbag, we also have the weekly NFL roundup. Matt Johnson does a great job of that, the highlights of the NFL, if you missed it, because we do that nail the score thing, and we only have a couple of nail the scores left. The regular season is almost through in the NFL. I know people like Izzy, he's probably in Missouri, is breathing a sigh of relief, but there are others who are saying, you got to be kidding. So did anybody nail the score this time around? The game was the Sunday night game, Carolina and New Orleans. And I'll end the suspense right here at the top. Nobody nailed the score. New Orleans beat Carolina 31-13. 31-13, and nobody had that score. A couple of people picked the Saints, but they didn't nail it. And I, of course, had the Panthers, and my score was 27-24, so I was not close on that one. I really thought the Panthers were going to do it, even if they were playing among the Saints. I thought that they would, somehow pull that out, but they weren't able to do it. And nail the score. That comes up last two segments on our Thursday morning show. Thursday morning in the third hour. We randomly pick the game of the week. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like lottery numbers. You pick who you think's going to win, what team, and what the final score is going to be. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. Or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income16.com.
It's funny, huh, man? Only thinks about the you got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
All right, time for a look at what happened in the mailbag this time around. The emails that you send are overwhelming. I know I always say this, but you pegged the red again over the weekend. So let's head there.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you. Hey, speaking of the mail, I'm just going to mention this quickly. Do you know that for the first time in my life, I've lived in the Midwest, I've lived in the South, I've lived in the West, I've lived in the East, I've lived in every part of the country in some state at some point, right? And I have always had my mail delivered. For the first time ever, I did not get mail delivery on Friday or on Saturday. So that whole thing about sleet, hail, you know, the saying about the postal service and how they deliver, they did not deliver the mail. Ooh, I was surprised by that. All right, let's take this one. This came to me from Dexter, and Dexter says, hey, Kate Delaney, I'm listening to you in Illinois. I get a big kick out of Rick and RC. I wonder where they're calling from. I like it, two polar opposites. Hey, the Mandela thing. Mandela was a cool cat, no doubt about it. Can you imagine being locked up for 27 years and feel that anger? Can you just feel that anger if you were in that situation? And ultimately, he did what he was destined to do. He united some very difficult factions. And I think there's still some difficulties in South Africa, but he absolutely is a big part of the solution. And the fact that he came out, as I think I've heard you say a couple of times, his legacy is really the whole forgiveness thing, because how many people could be in a similar situation and walk out and then become the first black president of South Africa and unite people or try to unite people and try to make big changes the way that he did. Well, yeah, absolutely. He wowed crowds. And part of that is because of the fact that he was locked up, that he was able to come out of that experience and deal with the terrible apartheid situation and try to smash that, which ultimately he did. And that's the peacefulness, the lack of revenge or whatever, that whole quality that certainly all of us would have to be honest we would have, he did not have, and that made a big difference for his people, no doubt about that. David, listening to us in Florida, says, boy, the Mandela affair is really going to have to be a lot of security if you really start to think about the kinds of people that are going to make that ceremony, Kate. Can you imagine if something terrible happened there? I hope it doesn't. But they're talking about the foreign dignitaries that are coming in and saying that it is going to be kind of difficult to deal with that, with the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are going to be there. But you would assume that the way he touched people, how could you not be there for Mandela? Isn't that part of the process? Well, yeah, because I think, you know, both Bushes had great things to say about what it was like to sit and talk to Mandela and be with Mandela. Clinton said that. All of our presidents, all the way through, Carter, Obama, Republican and Democrats. And, you know, there's that whole thing where you're going to have Congress. I don't know how many are going, but you have a bipartisan delegation that are going to be there for it. And it's a big moment. It's one of those send-offs. And so the service at that stadium, that's why they're having it in the stadium. They know it'll be crazy, without a doubt. And do I think you can secure the Bushes? Because you're going to have, who are you going to have? The Obamas are going to have on Air Force One. They're going to have President George W. Bush and his wife. You're going to have Clinton. You're going to have Hillary Clinton. You're going to have Carter. All of them are going on Air Force One. So that state funeral is on Tuesday, and in Johannesburg. That's super big, and it's not news. I think they were planning for this, not knowing when it would happen, but they were planning that they were going to end up doing this. But what I'll tell you what would be interesting is the conversations on that plane ride. What do you think those conversations on the plane ride would be like? I used to do a segment called Fly on the Wall. I'd like to be a fly on the inside of that plane. Let's go to another one here. This one is from Rick, and Rick says, America Tonight, like the way you hop around. I don't know what you call it, but I enjoy it. Got to say, the Mandela thing kind of knocked me hard. I just read his book he wrote a couple of years ago. It had the letters from prison and some other things. It's conversations, and I think you would enjoy it, Kate, if you haven't read it. It really gives you kind of a perspective of what it would feel like to be in that situation that he was in and the sacrifice that he made. Well, Robben's Island, you think of that. You look at that. I saw pictures of it. I was looking at pictures of it again the other day, and it's like they're Alcatraz crazy. And he just wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote when he was in there. It would be an interesting book. I haven't read that book, and I would be curious to read that book and see, you know, what his thoughts were. I've seen his writings, but I think that would be interesting to see the collection of what he wrote in prison. And I guess he just wrote all kinds of things, and because what do you have? He had all that time and wasn't able to get very many letters in, just a couple out and a couple of letters in. So it had to be also a very lonely, lonely feeling. Let's go to this one. This one is from Timothy, and Timothy says, hey, America Tonight, wondering if you do the Christmas lighting thing. I have to tell you that I put up my lights, and it was like, felt like it was 10 degrees, but I promised my kids I would get them up, so I was out there on the ladder putting them up all around the house, and once it's done, it looks really cool, but putting them up is really a pain in the neck. How do you feel? Oh, lights? Here's the worst thing about lights. Lights on Christmas trees. Tell me if this is not the most frustrating thing. And I don't know, there's probably a better way to store it, and I guess I just haven't discovered it or I'm not good at it. You put the lights away, you have to wrap up all the ornaments, you put the lights away, and they're tangled. They come out and they're so tangled up, so then you spend how much time untangling them, and then you have to make sure they all work, whether it's the outside lights or the inside lights. I really think that's what, to me, that's the most frustrating part of it. I'm not the one up on a ladder trying to put them across. That would be deadly if I had to be the person on the ladder. But untangling the lights is not fun. It's just part of the process, right? There's so much that goes into for some people, especially you celebrate Christmas, the setting up of Christmas and then the teardown. Which is worse? Is it the setting up for Christmas or the teardown? I don't know. I'm going to say the setting up could be worse. Because if you try to stuff it all in, that's what it is. You try to stuff it all in one day or a couple of hours, and you're just whipped by the end of it. Was this what Christmas was supposed to be? Somehow I think we're forgetting the meaning of Christmas. Maybe that's what the deal is. All right, here's another one. This one is from Jake, who says, Kate, I know I've checked in with you before about this, with the whole healthcare.gov. My friends, some are opting out and saying they don't care. They're under 30, and they're in good health, and they're not going to get health insurance. They'll rather take the fine. And then I have two friends that have new babies. They've been married for a year or two, and they absolutely have to get it, and they're struggling to figure out what's the best insurance, but they definitely know they're going to pay more because of their situations where they're both entrepreneurs or small business owners. And like everything else, it's all about just earning more money now to pay for a little bit more insurance. Yeah, it depends on, well, we keep saying the same thing. Everybody's situation is different. So no kids, older, younger, you know, what is it, you know, what are you signing up for? And I think there's going to be more people that are affected and frustrated once they get down to it. And typical of procrastinating and having too many things to do, people will wait till the last second anyway, and then they may be surprised at what they, you know, what they see. All right, one last one. This one from JoJo, who says, remember the meaning of Mandela. I think that's what we can all take away from his death. Forgiveness, forgiveness. It's one of the hardest things in your heart to let go of when somebody really messes with you. But boy, it's a good thing to learn. Because if you can forgive, you can move on. God rest his soul. All right, how about that sentiment? Remember, you can always shoot us an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Coming up next here on the show, our weekly re-rack, one of them anyway, David Ridenour. Stay tuned.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the Shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
It's always about what are the names of the hurricanes now and how many hurricanes can we expect and trying to predict the suckers. And there's always a big hubbub about what NOAA has to say. And they haven't been very accurate, if you've noticed, on hurricanes for quite some time. My friends at the National Center for Public Policy Research pointed that out to me this morning when I was drinking my coffee. I was actually reading something that they had pushed out. And I said, I say this on the air. We joke about it, but it's serious. So David Ridenour is with us. He's the president of the National Center for Public Policy Research. David, so first of all, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate your time. And tell us about this predicting. Is there kind of, they have a worse record than Madame Cleo, I think, when it comes to predictions.
Well, first of all, maybe we should talk about what they predicted this year, and then we can take a look at what they predicted over the last 10 years. This year they predicted there were going to be 7 to 11 hurricanes, 3 to 6 of which were supposed to be major hurricanes. You know how many we had? We had 2 hurricanes, neither of which was major. In fact, they were Category 1 hurricanes, and if you blinked, you might have missed them. So it wasn't a very active hurricane season at all. They missed it, between 5 and 9 hurricanes. You know, it was pretty close. But, you know, this is not an unusual year. If you look back over the last 10 years, they've been wrong 7 out of the last 10 years. And then when you take the 3 years that they were right, in 2 of those years, they had a pretty expansive range, and they barely made it. They made it by one hurricane in 2 of those years. One more hurricane would have been gone. It would have been wrong again.
So, what is the danger of NOAA issuing these hurricane forecasts? I mean, listen, if I'm the CEO of Home Depot or Lowe's, I probably am okay with that because people may run out and get storm stuff, thinking, "Oh no, did you hear the predictions? I got to make sure I got everything ready to roll in case we have a hurricane." If I'm in that business, but why do you think this is just crazy off the rails that we have the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration wasting time, I guess I'm answering my own question, wasting time on, is that part of it?
Well, there's lots of reasons why it's a problem. The primary problem, I think, is that it undermines the credibility of the agency. This is the same agency that tells people in Florida, hey, you better watch out because in a few days you're going to be hit by a major hurricane. People start questioning the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration because they trot out these forecasts that are wrong time and time and time again. They run the risk of people not believing them when they actually do know what they're talking about. And when you take a look at their record, when it gets to being a week, 5 days ahead of a storm, they're pretty reliable in terms of being able to determine the path of a hurricane, the intensity of a hurricane, when they're that close to it. 6 months out, they don't even have a notion as to what they're talking about. And it's clear they don't know what they're talking about.
So it's a credibility killer, then?
It's a credibility killer. I understand also that it's costly because there are some insurance companies that adjust their rate based on what they anticipate the coming season to be. There are people who invest a whole lot of money in preparation for hurricanes, so people are running around chasing their tails, spending money when maybe their money might be properly spent elsewhere. I'm not saying that they shouldn't remind people that, hey, look, you know, the hurricane season is just about to start. Be prepared, be watchful, all this. But when it comes to giving a precise forecast of the number of hurricanes, since clearly they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, maybe they just ought to give that up. You know, funny thing, in our press release, we mentioned something about Donald Rumsfeld, who had a great quote, and I just think that maybe the folks at NOAA should listen to it. He said back in 2002, this was in reference to the possibility that Iraq had supplied that weapons of mass destruction to terrorists. He said there are known knowns, there are known unknowns, but there are also unknown unknowns that are things we do not know that we don't know. And that degree of candor should be something that is reflected over at NOAA, because there are things that they simply don't know. And, you know, they can do Monday morning quarterbacking and explain, well, you know, we were wrong because of this, you were wrong because of that, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm sure that during the Middle Ages, when they applied leeches and they just didn't work, somebody would say, well, you know, we just didn't apply enough leeches. Maybe we should have used freshwater leeches as opposed to others. But so I'm having a lot of fun in NOAA's expense, as you can tell.
Yeah, no kidding. You brought up something that was interesting, though, the insurance aspect of it, because I have family members that live in areas where you could get hurricanes, and, of course, they pay through the nose when it comes to insurance.
Right.
So that's what happens. You're right. When they start to predict the hurricanes, a lot of times they'll get a giant leap in what their premium is because of the hurricane side of things. And I'll tell you, it just made me think of this right away, that NOAA could also be in danger if this would continue to happen, if somebody wanted to go after it. You could look at a lawsuit if you were to look at how much money somebody was losing over the years because of their predictions. I mean, it would take a lawyer doing a lot of digging, but I don't think it's that far-fetched that it could get dragged into that, because I know for sure that a lot of people have seen rates really go sideways, and a lot of that is because of the predictions, not because of a hurricane that happened a couple years ago, or, oh, we had that big one
right.
25 years ago, and remember Andrew and what it did to southern Florida and what happened in Miami. It's because of what they're predicting. So they could be directly, that could be directly correlated to certainly to what we're seeing in the rates. Can you imagine, David, if they got embroiled in a big lawsuit, a class action suit even? Who knows?
Well, I'm sure that the insurance companies are working right now on ways to send rebates to all those customers, because, you know.
Right, because they don't want to deal with that.
They wouldn't dream of profiting off of it.
Yeah, certainly not. Certainly that would not happen. It's funny, you know, bringing up the Rumsfeld quote, which I love that quote. There are known knowns, then known unknowns, and there are also unknown unknowns. And these are the things we don't know that we don't know, which, I mean, is hilarious and is so, so true when he said that. And this idea with the hurricanes, that's why, like I said, it hit me as soon as I got it today, and I was thinking about it, because the hurricane season just wrapped up, am I right, over the weekend?
It just wrapped up. Now, that doesn't mean that there can't be a hurricane, like, next week, but
right.
Over 90%, I think it's like 97% of all hurricanes that occur between June 1st and the end of November. So it's still possible that there will be a few, but I can tell you one thing almost absolutely for sure. They're not going to get to the NOAA projection. We're at 2. Mm-hmm. Their lowest level in May, lowest part of the range was 7. There's no way we're going to have 7 before the end of this year.
And you brought up a good point. I think the thing to do here is you realize what you are good at, and you gave them cred. They're good once you get in, when you get closer to the storm. So why not just focus on that instead of hyping up and predicting? Because, you know, what ultimately, how many man hours and how much research is going into that? I'd be curious about that. We don't know for sure. But I bet it's got to be pretty significant, wouldn't you think?
Well, it probably is significant, but, you know, I have no problem with them crunching those numbers and internal talking about that, because, you know, the only way to test whether or not your models work is to crunch the numbers. And
yeah.
Eventually they may get to the point where their forecasts verify a lot better than they do right now. I will tell you one thing. At 7... times wrong out of 10 outings, I wouldn't be trumpeting that at all. But, you know, one of the reasons why they do that is that they want to simplify everything for the public. It's, you know, the public likes the idea of scientific certainty. It's very, very comforting. But it's about as real as if you like your health insurance plan, you can keep it.
That's a shot. Absolutely. Yeah.
It isn't real. And science is about uncertainty, and I think that they're missing a huge educational opportunity here of explaining why they think there will be more hurricanes than usual and what the possible mitigating factors would be.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, this was a lot of fun. You have to come on the show more often. You got me going, David. This was good. We'll see what the listeners have to say. President of the National Center for Public Policy Research, David Ridenour, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab.
Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
And off to the left side, Bobby Rainey, daylight to the 30. He's loose to the 40. Bobby Rainey down the side, right outside the number. Will somebody catch him? To the 15, to the 10, to the 5, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. An 80-yard touchdown run by Bobby Rainey.
Dexter McCluster backs up, takes it into his own 25. We think he gets two blocks. He's up the right sideline. He gets another. They block Rocker. McCluster catches back up the sideline. They're not going to catch it. Touchdown. 72-yard punt return. Dexter McCluster, touchdown.
Darius Reynaud is back at the Jets' 30-yard line to receive the kick of King, who's averaging 49 yards a kick this season. And he has the kick blocked. It's blocked into the end zone. Antonio Allen blocks it and recovers it for a Jet touchdown. The Jets score on special teams.
Stanton Grayson, Crater has 28 air on it. Does it have enough?
Bounces around, throws to Decker in the end zone. Touchdown, Denver!
The fourth touchdown pass of the game by Peyton Manning. 20 yards and a strike to Eric Decker.
Amendola starts to motion. Brady takes the snap. Rolls right. Throws to the end zone. Catches Brady! Touchdown! Danny Amendola! And the Patriots have the lead! Look at Brady! And he has 14!
Wins it out to Cordero Patterson to the right side. Gets a great block from Matt Asiata. And Cordero gets loose at the 40 to the Ravens 50. Oh, hey, Cordero Patterson is gone! Wow! What a fourth quarter! What a fourth quarter with 34 points scored. The rookie Cordero Patterson has given the Vikings a 25-22 lead.
First goal from the line.
about 10 seconds left. Black on a throw. Fires to the end zone. And it's caught. Marlon Brown is in bounds. Waiting for a signal. Touchdown! Marlon Brown!
Wow, what an amazing throw by Joe Paco over three defenders. And then at the same time, what an amazing catch by the young wide receiver. I mean, that was just as flawless as it gets.
Interesting week in the NFL, without a doubt. Even there was little nuggets of history that were made if you were watching any of the games. How about the Broncos just before halftime? It was a huge, huge kick. Now, the Broncos were still losing at the time, 21-20 after this, but Matt Prater's kick was good, 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 and he sets an NFL record at 64 yards. It looks so far away. If I was watching that kick, I could not believe it. He boots it in, though. Huge, huge, huge. So now he holds the record. And that was a record, by the way, that stood for many, many years. There were a couple of people that had 63-yarders. Tom Dempsey did it in 1970. Former Broncos kicker Jason Elam in 1998, also 63 yards. Sebastian Janikowski had one in 2011, and David Akers in 2012, 63 yards, but he breaks it. Janikowski missed a 64-yard attempt, and he missed a, I want to say, 76-yard attempt. But, hey, he makes history. How impressive is that? I have to say I was impressed because it looked like it was an incredible distance, and it is an incredible distance. So that was one of the certainly one of the highlights, I think, of the weekend, and, of course, Denver goes on to win anyway. And you heard some of the crazy moments this past weekend, and you still got the Monday night game that's left, and that's the Cowboys and the Bears, and that could prove to be a tight game because there's a lot on the line there. But again, some close finishes. The Packers pulling it out over the Falcons, just a point, 22-21. So there were some close games. The Patriots, again, come back. 27-26, and they beat the Browns. Matt, you were watching. There was some crazy snow action that happened. I guess everybody's talking about the Philadelphia Eagles. They beat the Lions 34-20, but they didn't start to beat them until the fourth quarter, and it was crazy to watch them play in the snow.
Yeah, there were a lot of snow games across the league. The game I was watching the most was that crazy Ravens-Vikings game.
No.
I had that on. Then on another TV, I had NFL Red Zone, an amazing channel, and they were flipping between Miami-Pittsburgh, which was in the snow, and the Detroit-Philadelphia game had so
crazy.
Much snow. I mean, there was it was like a foot or higher packed up on the field while they were playing the game. The Ravens-Vikings was bad as well, I think, but not as bad as Detroit-Philadelphia.
Yeah, I don't know how they played in that. I mean, they did, but it was crazy to watch them play.
The most ridiculous thing about it is you had all these winter weather games, and there was an NFL record, I think, 88 touchdowns scored today. An NFL record.
Yes, on a how's
day
that?
Where you have
it's
three
so bad.
Games, at least, that were under snow. And then there's five touchdowns in the final 2 minutes of the Ravens-Vikings game. That was one of the most, I don't know, I don't know if I've seen an ending of a football game quite like that, where you just had teams going back and forth in the final two minutes of who was going to win that game. There were several different times I thought the Vikings were actually going to win, which technically I'm fine with them losing because we need a better draft pick, but I was excited watching that game, and this is about 3 or 4 weeks in a row where the Vikings have come down in the final moment and lost the game.
And lose. I know. It's not. It's the opposite of the Patriots, who come down to the final moments and win the games. They do the opposite. It's nutty. And there were some, when we talk about wild finishes, there were some unpredictable things that happened, too. Here's a predictable one. The Redskins are going to get thumped. I mean, they are just having the worst season ever. The Chiefs slaughtered the Redskins 45-10. It was in Washington. So the Chiefs needed to pick up the win. Because they've been on a skid lately. And then you look at the Buccaneers and the Bills, and the Buccaneers, who Greg Schiano, the coach of the Buccaneers, they were all but pushing him out of the city after the first six games and losses, and now the Buccaneers win again, beating the Bills 27-6. And who knows, maybe his job is actually safe. It seems as though when they hand out pink slips that he would get a pink slip, but they win a couple more games, and I don't know that that's going to happen there. You know, with the Houston Texans, they let go of their coach because they finally decided, okay, we've had enough. And the Texans are 2-11. They lost on Thursday night to the Jags, as you know, 27-20. And they said goodbye to Gary Kubiak, their coach, and he had been through so much of a personal things that had happened to him in the last couple of weeks. It was really crazy that he was let go before the end of the season, but they said they had to make a change.
And I also heard a lot of the pregame shows were talking about how this could be a record number of coaches fired. Or coaching moves in general this year.
Yeah.
And you think about it, I mean, you know, Kubiak's the first one to go. You got to think
right.
Mike Smith's out in Atlanta.
Got to think.
What's his
Redskins,
name?
Redskins, Mike Shanahan's
Mike
out.
Mike Shanahan's going to be gone.
Maybe Rex Ryan for the Jets,
I
maybe.
I would say Rex Ryan's gone. The Lions coach, Jim Schwartz, he's going to
be
gone,
out.
I think, unless they pull it together here somehow at the end. But, I mean, the mediocre level the Lions have performed with over the last couple of years, they're always just on the bubble of the playoffs every year. That's not acceptable when you have Calvin Johnson, Reggie Bush, Matt Stafford, and that defensive line of Sue, Fairley, and a couple other players. They should be better than what they are. And,
right.
I mean, the Steelers, Mike Tomlin, he's got a little bit of ring cred, so he might stick around. Tom Coughlin will probably stick around. Your guy, Jason Garrett, I don't know if he's going to last. It depends
No, he'll last. He'll last. I think Garrett's totally fine. I think that nationally people like to say that, but I think Garrett's okay. But what about what happens with the Titans? I don't know. Do you think
he stays?
Yeah. Think
he's probably gone.
He's probably gone. What happens with Jacksonville?
Well, they got a relatively new coach there, so I think he's probably safe for another year. I think the Vikings, Leslie Frazier, he's definitely on the bubble. I don't know what's going to happen there. I think they should blow up the whole team, but we'll see what happens. But it's going to be a lot of coaching
Falcons.
Changes. I think, Falcons, Mike Smith, he's gone. I think there's going to be some coaches, too, where if, let's say, Mike Tomlin's not fired in Pittsburgh, I definitely think Todd Haley will be. And I don't know how
somebody
he keeps
else.
Getting jobs because it seems like everywhere he goes, he has a
They're
problem
terrible.
With personnel. Like, he got in the fight with, I think it was like Keyshawn Johnson and, and the Jets. Then it was Terrell Owens at the Cowboys. Then he
moves
on to the Arizona job, and he was fighting with people there. Then I think it was Anquan Boldin, maybe. And then he goes to the Chiefs, and people had problems with him there. Now it's Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh. How does he keep getting jobs when everybody hates him?
Yeah, I don't understand that either, but that's what happens. Once you get into the circle, they just ignore what the other things that go on, I guess, with their personality, and he keeps moving around, so probably he lands softly somewhere else. But, you know, you might see, we just talked about there, you might see 8 coaches or more that might get fired. They'll probably get fired. Probably at least 7 coaches, maybe 8 coaches fired in the NFL. Merry Christmas, everybody, eh?
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.